Good morning.
早上好.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord together.
很高兴今天又能在和大家一起在神的殿里聚集，一起来敬拜他。
Today I want to talk to you about something where we live.
我今天,
we all go through.
我今天要讲的是每一个人都需要经历的。
You know, we all go through suffering in life.
我们每个人都会经历到痛苦。
Saints and sinner, those who don't know the Lord, those of us who do know the Lord.
不管你是圣人还是罪人，不管你是认识神的还是不认识神的，我们都要经历到痛苦。We
go through some really bad worrying sometimes.
有的时候非常的担忧。We
get very annoyed at some things.
有的事情让你很烦恼。And
so this seems to be one of the plagues of life.
就好像这个生命中这是不可或缺的一个很讨厌的事情。This
is because it rains on the just. And it rains on the unjust.
因为圣经说，这个雨落在好人的头上，也落在歹人的头上。
What we sow, we reap.
我们种什么，就会收什么。So
all of these things are actually part of our living, a big part of our living.
这是人生的一部分，没有办法躲开的。But
you know, God is very wonderful and very knowing.
但是你知道，神是非常奇妙的神，而且他什么都知道。
He understood us as he made us.
因为他造了我们，所以他非常了解我们。
And then he understood as sin marred us and changed us.
他也非常的知道，是罪使得我们身上带着这个重担，然后改变了我们的人生。
You know how fast sin changed man? How fast sin changed man?
你知道，一个人当他这个罪在他们的生命中做工的时候，他这个改变发生是很快的。
One day Adam and Eve was happy, had loved God, worshipped Him, but that day was the day that they found out what sin was.
这一天刚开始的时候，亚当和夏娃还很幸福，很快乐，生活在伊甸园里。但是到下午的时候，他们就发现这个罪给他们带来了什么样的痛苦。Adam
went from a beloved son, one that was enjoying life, one that no doubt was a very happy man.
这个亚当原本是一个神所爱的儿子，是一个非常幸福、一个非常满足的一个人。But
when he disobeyed God, something happened to him.
可是当他违背神的时候，他的人生开始发生改变。He
spoke to God in a different manner.
他连对神说话的那个口气都变了。When
God faced him with his sin,
当那个神面对他，问他为什么。 犯罪的时候,
he was no longer a beloved son.
亚当已经不再是神所爱的那个儿子了。
He no longer had joy in his heart.
他的心里面也没有了满足的快乐。When
God said, Adam, why did you do this?
当神问他你为什么要这么做的时候,
who told you this?
或者是说,
that you would know this?
谁让你是怎么知道的? 谁让你做了这件事?
And he looked at God and he said, it's that woman you gave me.
他说是你赐给我的那个女人让我这样做的。
So I'm here because of what you gave me.
所以他言下之意就是说，是因为你给了把这个女人给了我，所以才造成了我现在的状况。
So you see how he went from a loving son to an accusing man.
所以他原本是那位爱神的神的儿子，现在他的这个口气变了，变成是指责神的那个人。
You see how they went from those who had no shame. They didn't recognize their nakedness because the glory of God covered them.
他们原本是不知道羞耻的，因为神的荣光笼罩着他们，他们不觉得自己赤身露体。But
in that moment sin entered, they lost that and God's glory left.
可是当罪进入他们生命的时候，他们的那个荣耀没有了。
So sin entered this world very quickly.
所以这个罪进到这个世界是很快的。
With all of its consequences.
而且带来各种各样的后果。
And its consequences was that man now was going to try to direct their own lives.
而且其中最大的一个后果就是说，人现在要想要自己做主来掌握自己的生命。
Because we cannot control our circumstances, we finally found out we hit up against things we don't know what to do about.
但是我们确实是没有办法掌握我们的环境，决定我们周围事情发生的左右，所以最终我们要碰壁。
The very first parents, their sons, showed us what sin can do very quickly.
这世上的第一对父母，他们的儿子就让他们看到这个罪会给他们的生命带来什么样的后果。
One was obedient, but the other found out out of jealousy and envy, he killed his brother.
两个儿子，一个很顺从，另外一个因为嫉妒的缘故，最后以至于杀了他的兄弟。
Then he was faced with a problem.
现在他就面临困难了。
He was to have a mark that as he went across, that he felt that people would kill him.
那个，因为他这样做，所以他身上带了一个记号。那么见到他的人就想要杀他。
Sin brought in problems.
罪带来各种各样的问题。
Sin brought in annoyances.
然后带来很多的困扰。
Sin brought in suffering.
也带来了苦难。
Can you imagine how Eve felt?
你能想象作为母亲夏娃是怎么想吗
？When her son killed her other son.
你两个孩子其中一个杀了另外一个。
You think she didn't suffer?
你觉得他没有受苦吗
？Particularly when you knew that sin was brought in by you.
特别是当他却心里知道说这个起初这个最初的这个缘故是因为从他而起的，他把罪带到这个世上来。
And as he went out with his wife, his mother no doubt was wondering, will they kill him? So worry followed her.
当这个杀了人的这个兄弟要离开的时候，要走离开。他所住的地方的时候，那做母亲的夏娃心里会不会担忧说他所到的什么地方会不会有人伤害他
So we see this became man's position. This became man's lot.
罪就变成带来人生这样的苦境。
But we find out that there is those that are unbelievers. You have to go through the same things. And we many times that believe in God, not that we're any greater,But because His blood washes cleanses from sin, we have to go through these things too.
那么我们信主的并不是因为我们有多么的好，只是因为神爱我们，他的宝血遮盖我们。但是不管是信主的还是不信主的，我们在生活中同样会遇到苦难。
So if we do, actually, what do they do to us as a person?
那么这个苦难到底对我们个人会产生什么样的影响呢
？What has my trials, my sufferings, what has my worries, what has my annoyances done to me?
那我所经历的这些烦恼、这些痛苦、这些受罪的这些事情，会对我这个个人造成什么样的影响
？You see, this is the interest of God.
所以神其实在意的是说。你所经历的这些对你会造成什么样的影响，使你成为什么样的人
？When he looks at those that have been covered by his son's blood, and now must face all of these things, why doesn't he do it with sympathy?
那如果神看到他那些蒙他儿子宝血遮盖的人，那些他所爱的人，他所拣选的人，在经历受苦的时候，神是不是有怜悯同情的心呢
？As Christians, why do we have to go through it?Why doesn't our Father zap it all?
为什么我们是他的儿女，他仍然允许我们受这样的苦？他为什么不就一下就把它拿走呢
？That's been a lot of questions about that.
这个自古到今有很多关于这样的问题。
But let's look at this illustration.
那我们来看一个比喻。
A man was watching a cocoon.
有一个男人，他看到一个茧。
Now you know a cocoon holds a butterfly.
我们知道这个茧是毛毛虫变的，然后里面这个毛毛虫最终要变成蝴蝶。
Now these cocoons are not usually that large that it would be able to just open up and split out.
这个茧不是一个很大一个茧，好像它可以像一个蛋壳一样这样打开，然后就里面的东西就出来。
That would actually be the easy way for a butterfly to come out.
因为如果真的是那个茧可以就这么打开的话，蝴蝶出来，那应该是比较容易的。
But instead, that butterfly has to struggle.
你知道吗？这个蝴蝶在茧里面
push itself,
要挣扎
squeeze itself, and just goes through a lot of that type of thing.
要努力，叫它是一个经历了一个复杂的一个挣扎的过程才能够出来。
And this man was watching.
那当这个人看到这个茧里面的这个蝴蝶在挣扎着要出来的时候
，And his sympathy began to rise.
他的里面开始有这个怜悯之心。
Oh, he said, "This is awful. Why struggling? I can help him."
这个人就会想到说，他这个蝴蝶挣扎的这么辛苦，我可以帮他的。
So his sympathy.
所以他的这个同情之心
helped cut that cocoon a bit.
使得他帮助
这个 get out easier.
他就拿一个刀或者什么东西来把这个茧划开一个口，这样的话这个蝴蝶出来就容易的多了。
And out came this hideous looking little thing.
那这个要变蝴蝶的这个东西出来看上去一点都不好看。
Partially formed, the other not formed, not pressed out at all.
这个一个翅膀好像还可以，另外一个就是完全没有成型的样子。
Couldn't fly,
不能够飞。
He died.
然后就死掉了。
You see, that's where sympathy kills.
你知道吗？这个同情没这个同情之心，有的时候是会反而会杀害。
So in God's great wisdom,
所以当神他是蛮有智慧的神的时候。所以当他看到这个罪和罪人的时候
And as because of sin you go through these things, he is allowing you to go through them for a purpose, children.
这个罪所带来的这个苦难，神允许我们经历这个苦难，因为他是有一个目的的。
So everything we go through has a purpose.
所以我们人生当中所经历的际遇都是有目的的。
As some have said, it's going to make us better.
是有缘故的，但是这个机遇可以让你变得更好，也可以让你变得更糟。
Those of us that decide that we're going to do our own way, those of us that when we come up to trials begin to look at them as interfering with our life, we look at trials as if, why should I have to go through this?
当那些自己想要掌控自己的命运遇到的人，当他们遇到困难的时候，他们会说，我为什么要经历这样的不幸，为什么轮到我的头上。
Now when this comes to marriage, that's a different thing.
当然如果提到这个婚姻的话，那又是另外一回事了。
Because that is what a trial we chose.
这个是你自己选的，有点自作自受的意思。
That's right. God never said I did or I do. You did.So these are the trials that we have to learn how to work through.
在这件事情上，神没有说我愿意，是你自己说的。
But seriously, as we look at this, we're here. We are in these different things, and different attitudes and spirit is coming out in us.
所以，当我们遇到苦难的时候，遇到这些困境的时候，我们里面的那个态度，我们里面的那个反应就出来了。
I'm rejected. Somebody's rejected me.
如果有人拒绝我，然后态度不好。
Something rises up. I begin to think about it. I begin to feel it. I said, "I'm going to get back at them."
我心里的怒气就开始起来了，然后我就想说，我要报复他。
I was looking at a documentary this week on plane crashes.
我今天我这个星期有看一个纪录片，讲到这个飞机失事的事情。
And there was a plane that crashed because a man got on with a gun.
那曾经有一架飞机失事，是因为有一个男人上这个飞机的时候带了一把枪。
And he could get on with the gun because he had been a worker.
因为他本来就是在可能是在机场工作的人，所以他能够经过这个安检，然后把枪带到飞机上。
But he had been fired.
但是呢，他那个时候已经被解雇了。
But the man that had fired him, he knew was going to be on that flight.
然后他的解雇他的这个上司，他知道将要乘坐那一个航班。
During the flight, he shot him.Shot the pilot, pushed the airplane down, and all 46 were killed in a terrible tragedy.
那所以在这个在飞机在空中的时候，他就枪杀了他的这个上司，然后也把飞行员打死了，以至于这架飞机就整个失事，40多个人在上面全部都遇难了。
An annoyance that ended in a horrible tragedy.
这个他自己这个所经历的，然后带给很多人其他的人痛苦和悲伤。
Well, that may be a very, you say that's a very big type of thing. That's a very tragic type of thing. But don't you know that as you're building your life, the way you face your trials is building you, and sometimes it's a tragedy.
但是你觉得这个可能好像是一个大事，像一个新闻式的事情，在你的生活中没有发生。可是你知道吗？当你在经历人生的时候，当你面临每一个试炼、每一个选择的时候，这个。最终导致的有可能就是你人生的悲剧。
Some of you may even today be just tired of life.
有些人可能今天你坐在这里就已经觉得生活没有什么意思了。
Turn, there's annoyances, there's those that are doing things, they're suffering.
好像不管你走到哪里，碰到什么事情都是很不顺利，你觉得到处都是苦难。
It's because you have laid one layer on top of another layer of when you come against this, not doing what was right.
那但是这个有可能根源就在于，当你之前选择的时候，每一步错的选择都带领你走向更深的这个不幸。
You might say, well, what about sickness? I didn't cause that; it just came.
你可能会问，那病痛呢？生病又不是我要的，我制造的，它就来了。
But how do we take that sickness?
但是当我们对疾病做什么样的反应？
Are we first going to blame God, which we usually do?
我们是不是常常第一个反应就是抱怨神？
Are we going to be a miserable person to live around?
然后呢，是一个满脸愁容的人，别人都不愿意跟我们在一起。
Are we going to let our anger flare?
然后呢，还脾气变得很暴躁，时常就要向周围的人发火呢？
Are we going to be short-tempered?
我们会不会变成那样子易怒的人？
So then you get well.
然后等你好了。
So what has the scars it has left?
你留下的是什么样的伤疤呢？
Blaming God, anger.
你心里面有怒气，
resentment.
你抱怨神，你埋怨。
All of these things then take hold of your character little by little.
这些事情开始本来不大，可是一点一点，它就会改变你的人，改变你的人生，改变你的特性。
So as we get older, many times it even gets broader and broader until when we get old. You know, old people have a reputation sometimes.
所以呢，这个一点一点在你里面积累，也可能当你有一天当你老的时候，你知道很多老人有名声不好。
The grumpy old man.
那种就是那个嘟嘟囔囔的老头老太太。
Can't stand them.
就是没有人愿意靠近他。
Always criticize.
因为总是在指责，总是在抱怨，好像每个人都对他不起，
can't face anything.
不能够承受别人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this is what I built up through my life.
因为你一辈子就是这样一点一点积累成这到现在这个地步的。
But God had a way of saying, now, my people, now this isn't Bible, please, this is me.、
啊这个、
my people.
不是出自圣经，是我自己这么说的。神会说
go through this,
我的子民他们要经历这些，但是他们所经历的是对他们好的。
James tells us, as we see in the scripture this morning,
今天早上我们要读的这个是在雅各书第一章。
In James, we see this is James 1:1-12.
雅各书第一章一到十二节。雅各书在圣经新约部分比较靠后面。
Let's look at that second verse.
我们一起来看第二节。
It's enough to blow you away.
这个是可以让你很大受震动的一节圣经。
Now James understood what he was talking about.
雅各明白他所说的是什么。
We see that James was one of the inner disciples, but one of the quiet ones. You didn't hear a lot from him.
雅各是十二使徒之一，但是我们比较少听到他讲话，他是一个安静的人。
But now we see in his writing,
可是在这里他写书信，
James had learned a lot.
他学了很多东西。
The very first thing he says is, count it all joy, my brother, when you meet trials of various kinds.
雅各书第一章第二节说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
Wait a minute, James.
你说什么呢，雅各？
Count it joy to be annoyed.
这个在试炼中要以为喜乐。
Count it joy when worry tries to take over.
当你满心忧虑的时候，要以它为喜乐。
Count it joy when I suffer.
当我在受苦的时候，要以为喜乐。不管是身体上还是感情上的痛苦，要当成喜乐吗？
That's what he said.
这确实就是雅各所说的。
Now that's going to take some commitment.
这个是要你努力去做的。
When I commit to the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm going to follow you.
当我愿意把自己交给神的时候，我跟他说，我愿意跟着你。
Lord, I want to be like your son.
我愿意像你的儿子那样。
I want to be one of your children.
我想成为你的孩子。
We're sort of enlisting into this.
我们没有想到我们要承受的是这个。
Now, I want to tell you that doesn't come easy.
我可以告诉你，能做到这一点并不容易。
And at first you may want to groan, and then you think, oh no, this is supposed to be joy.
最开始的时候你是想哀哼，是想抱怨，后来想，哎，不对，这个要拿来当喜乐的。
At first you just feel, ugh, but it's supposed to be joy.
第一个反应是想
Now, why do you call this joy?
是想不高兴，但是想起来这个是喜乐。 为什么雅各说要喜乐，以他为喜乐呢？
For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
他后面说到，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Now you may say, wait a minute, wait a minute.
你又要说了，等会儿。
Where does faith come into this?
这个信心怎么从这儿冒出来的？
He's talking about trials and tests. He's talking about suffering. He's talking about annoyance. What does he mean that this is a trial of faith?
刚才不是在讲试炼，在讲苦难吗？ 怎么又变成信心了呢？
Because when we see and recognize that what we are doing, what God is sometimes allowing, but just sometimes because of life, has handed us, we have to start looking up.
当我们在经历人生的这些不顺利，在经历这些困难、这些苦难的时候，我们不仅仅是看到这个问题本身，我们要看到这个后面所带来的。
How many of you, when you get worried, looks upward?
我们要向上看。当你在遇到忧愁的时候，你有没有想过要向上看？
No, you say, Sister Schwartz, actually, I keep going over it and over it and over it and over and over it.
你可能会说，哎呀，我这个想这件烦心事都想不过来呢，好像没有机会。But
we see here that James is saying that we can have joy if we are looking upward to God and not inward to our suffering.
但是雅各在这里说，当我们在试炼当中的时候，如果我们能够抬头仰望神的话，我们就可以有喜乐。我们不要只把眼睛盯在我们自己里面的问题上。And
it goes on to say, let that have, let and let steadfastness have its full effect.
所以雅各又继续说，让这个忍耐能够成功。That
you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Sometimes we think money is where it's at.
有的时候我们觉得钱才是问题的结症。But
character is what it is.
但是真正重要的是你的品格。Character
is what makes a person.
因为品格能够造就你。But
when we see this now, he's saying, I want you to be steadfast. Let it have its full effect.
雅各在这里讲说，你们要就生忍耐，让忍耐也当成功。意思就是说，让忍耐能够完全的表现出他的这个能力来。Because
we have to remember the man and the butterfly, and what happened when sympathy took over.
你要记得我刚才讲的那个故事，讲到这个茧和这个男人的故事。当这个不适合的同情在里面插手的时候，造成的反而是恶果。That's
why God is not going to sympathize with.
所以神并没有就是轻易的同情我们。
Because he knows we'll come out very immature and very wrong, formed wrong in our thinking and in our life.
因为他知道我们不经过这个试炼，我们就是一个不成熟的人，我们就变得就变成有欠缺，不够完全。You
see, trials and these things have become a loving tool in the hands of a loving God.
这个试炼和困难在神的手里能够成为他爱的工具，因为他是那位爱的神。But
I'd be so much better off if he took me out of it.
但是你有时候会说，神，如果你把这个试炼挪开，我真的是会变得更好。No,
you would never become like Christ if he took you out.
你知道吗？当神把这些苦难从你的生活中拿开的时候，你就没有办法更像耶稣。
Jesus, the word of God said Jesus was man and faced all things as we do.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣作为人，他经历了我们所经历的各样的试验。Now
let's look at faith. Let's look at this message he's trying to tell us about this loving, this tool in the hands of a loving God.
所以雅各给我们的这个信息就是，当这个苦难在我们生活中发生的时候，在这个爱的神的手，在这位爱我们的神的手里，是他的爱的工具。When
I have faith and I trust God, it's a test of your faith, really.
当我有经过试炼的时候，实际上是对我们信心的考验，我们对神是不是有信心。It's
a test to let you see if you can make it. What is a test for? See where I stand.
是一个考验，让我们知道我们的信心到底在哪里，我们的忍耐到底有多少。
I have to admit to you, I failed many of those tests.
我必须向你承认， 在我的人生中所经过的很多试验我都失败了。
But you know what I found out?
但是你知道我所发现的是什么吗？
God doesn't give up.
神并没有放弃我。
Something else comes along.
又会有其他的事情发生。
And there you are again.
然后你又要开始经历试验。
You know, the Israelites who were, it was an 11-month journey to go from Israel to Canaan, and it took them 40 years.
那对于以色列人来说，当他们离开埃及的时候，从埃及到迦南地不过是11个月的路程而已，但是他们走了40年。
They kept going right around the same area.
一直在旷野里绕圈。
Because they never learned.
因为他们一直没有学好功课。
Some of you have a troubled life because you've never learned.
我们当中有一些人一直在学一样功课，就是因为一直没有学好。
You've never passed the test.
考试总是不及格。
But God doesn't give up.
但是神没有放弃你。
As they come, that's when you must begin to recognize, oh God, this one is one you and I have to go through.
所以当试验来临的时候，你要认识到，你要求神说，神啊，你要帮我，我要和你一起经过这个试验。
And when that commitment of, oh God, and your faith seems to grip hold of that fact, there's somethingWhat shall I say? Relieving in the heart because you know he's going with you.
所以当你这样呼求的时候，当你用信心抓住神的时候，你的心会得到安慰，因为你知道神要带着你经过这样的试验。
Trials have a way of humbling us.
当我们经过苦难的时候，我们就会能够谦卑下来。
Showing us that we're not as great as we thought we were.
让我们看到我们自己并没有我们想象的那么强势。
Sometimes our reaction is to show him I don't care. I'm as great as.But you're not as great as you thought you were.
有的时候你可能表现得满不在乎，觉得我没有关系，但其实你自己并没有你想象的那么强。
Many times we'll go in denial and feel like we're just as, it's all right, I'm all right, I can take care of things.
或者用一种否认的心态说，没关系，不要紧。
But as Christians, that trial begins to strengthen our faith.
但是作为基督徒，当你遇到试炼苦难的时候，
And it begins to humble us.
第一他能够坚强你的信心，第二他能够使你谦卑下来。
The humbling God had to bring me through.
我的人生中经历了很多这样的经验，神使我谦卑下来。
But I want to tell you some of the best times I have now before God is when I truly humble my heart.
我可以跟你讲，当我在神面前最宝贵的时候，就是我完全的把自己放下，让我的心能够谦卑的时候。
They have a way of weaning us, getting off.From our dependence on earthly things.
我们经历的这些试验好像让我们就是像断奶的孩子一样，让我们不再依恋这个世上的这些东西。
We depend on lots of things when things come up. We depend on calling all of our neighbors when something happens.
当事情发生的时候，我们有很多办法来应付。第一就是先给你所有的邻居朋友打电话。
We depend on telling everybody about our sicknesses.
然后告诉所有的人你生病了。
We depend on maybe the pills before we do God.
然后在祷告之前先想的是吃什么药。
But let me tell you, when you have it, and as you go along and you begin to trust God and you've humbled yourself, you begin to recognize your dependence is truly on the Lord.
可是当你不断的经历的时候，你会发现你真正依靠的只有神。
You really haven't understood.
我们还没有完全的明白这一点。
And because we haven't understood it, we've gone through a lot of hurt and heartache.
正是因为不明白这一点，所以我们也要经历很多的痛苦和难受。
Another thing that these things do to us is they get our eyes off the world.
还有呢，这个试炼和这个困难使我们的眼光离开这个世界。
You know, in my heart this morning,These last months, I guess for 6 months, heaven has been so on my heart.
在过去的这六个月，我的心真的是非常的专注在天国的事情上，天堂。
And I realized that there's something beyond this trial. There's something beyond this suffering. There's something beyond the hurts that I get in life. I am going to enjoy an eternal place made by God.
我越来越深切地体会到有其他的东西是超越这个世上的苦难，超越我们所经过的试炼的。我们到天国的时候，神预备为我们预备的是超过我们所求所想的。
Lord, I really love you.
主，我真的爱你。
Something comes up and you worry and you worry and worry over it.
但是当事情来的时候，我还是忍不住要一直发愁。
I don't think you're showing him love.
你这样做的时候，实际上并没有，实际上在表现你并不是爱他的。
When you begin to look beyond that and see that he's teaching you and he reveals what you really love.
所以当试炼来的时候，他要教给你，让你看到说你心里真正所爱的是什么。
So it's an open, it's an eye opener sometimes.
有的时候我们所经历的，让我们的眼睛可以打开。
Sometimes it's just a small thing, but God begins to show you your love is not all on me.
有的时候是可能是很小的事情，但是你可以看到说，原来你的爱并不全在他身上。
It teaches you to value God's blessings.
而且他这我们所经历的、
oh, Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for walking through this operation with me.
也教给我们能够数算神给我们的恩典，让我们学会感恩。
You begin to see many things in life, not just something that comes, but something that's a true blessing from God.
我们可以看到神为我们预备的祝福，我们可以有感恩的心说感谢你与我同行，感谢你带我经历我所经历的。
He said every good and perfect gift.Cometh from the Father above.
圣经告诉我们说，一切的美善都是从天上天父而来的。
They give us strength for greater usefulness.
当我们经历试验的时候，我们里面就有力量。
That ability to hold on.
让我们就可以忍耐。
And I guess one of the great benefits is it helps us better to encourage those who are going through trials.
然后还给了我们力量，让我们能够帮助那些正在经历苦难的人。
So this is why he said, this is how that you're tested. Whether you fail, many times as an unbeliever you may fail. Other times there may be times that you control, you're able to learn through something. But when it comes to a believer, we are there to learn to be like Jesus.
对于不信主的人来说，经过的试验，可能有的时候你也会失败，有的时候你可以从中学习，然后进步。但是对于我们信主的人来说，我们所经历的试验帮助我们能够更像神的儿子耶稣。
As we see, it is a we need to have a joyful attitude.
让我们在这些经节里看到，我们要有一颗喜乐的心。
And this is when we look up to God.
这个喜乐心的来源就是当我们抬头仰望神的时候。
Because he tells us in the third verse, an understanding mind he will give us.
因为在后面神就告诉我们说他会给我们智慧。
He said, for you know the testing of your, I'm sorry, for we realize here that he gives us an understanding and we recognize that that understanding comes from him.Let's go on. A submissive will.
一个他神能够让我们能够明白他的心意，那同时他也给我们一个愿意顺服的心。
Now I understand that this is a testing of my faith that will produce steadfast.
我们首先明白说，让我们的信心经过试验可以生忍耐。
And in that I submit my will to God.
当我在忍耐的时候，我就把我的意愿放在神的手里。
I said, let, as verse 4 says, and let steadfastness have its full effect.
这个但忍耐也当成功，就是让它产生完全的果效。
That I may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Oh, how when you go through those trials, and you go with Jesus, and you go with faith, and you understand, Lord, there's some reason for this.
所以当你经过试验的时候，你就你耶稣与你同在，
你
就产生信心和忍耐。你知道这个会为你产生良善的果子，你就相有这样的相信在你的心里。我们里面有这个信心。
The fifth verse said, "If you don't have under, if you don't believe, you are double-minded."
那第五节讲到说，那个要不要心怀二意。
So actually, then we learn to recognize, I cannot see Saul back and forth.
第六节说，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，就是
I have to believe.
不能左右摇摆，然后一会儿信，一会儿不信。
It looks impossible, Lord.
虽然看上去不可能，但是我要相信。
I want to tell you, as a pastor, there have been some situations that look like almost impossible.
我告诉你，作为一个牧师，我经过很多情况，在我看来就是不可能的。
But God can take us through.
但是神可以带我们经历，在他凡事都能。
So then we have a submissive will. We give, we say, Lord, okay.
所以我们有一个顺服的意愿，我们把一切交给神。
A believing heart.
我们有一颗相信的心。
A humble spirit.
有一个谦卑的灵。
Let me tell you, when you go through enough trials,
you go
through enough things that you've learned, it's not in yourself, it's not of the things of this world, you begin to humble your heart. You become a person that can understand others.
当你经历足够多的困难，经历足够多的苦难的时候，你终于明白，其实不是。
You become a person that cares about others.
不是为了你，你的人生会有改变，你变成另外一种人。
You're willing to invest your time in helping others.
你愿意关怀别人，你愿意花时间花精力去体贴他们。
One thing about God is He doesn't keep secrets about eternity from us.
有一件事情，神他从来不会把。不会把这个将来天国的事情向我们保密。
In verse 12, he tells us,
在第十二节他告诉我们
There's a reward for us that will be persevering.
我们会得到奖赏。
Allow these trials to make us what God wants us to
be. 当我们允许我们生命中的试炼造就我们使我们成为神想要我们成为的样子的时候神有奖赏为我们预备。
He says there, blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的。
For when he is tried,
因为他经过试验以后
he shall receive the crown of life,
必得生命的冠冕
which the Lord has promised those that love him.
这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
I can take it.
我可以得到。
I don't always have to be right.
我不用每一次都是我对。
I can always be flexible to be able to allow God to work through my life.
我可以愿意让神来在我的生命中工作。
I can always turn the other cheek.
我可以把我的另一边脸也给别人。
Jesus taught that so beautifully.
耶稣就是这样教导我们的。
I can really go the extra mile, as Jesus said.
我可以像耶稣说的那样多走一里路。
Because he has been training me, he has been teaching me, he has been testing me.
因为他一直在教导我训练我
You see circumstances sometimes makes us feel like life isn't worth living
你知道吗有的时候我们周围的环境使我们觉得活着真的没有什么意思
There was a man that was in concentration camp
曾经
He was a Christian, he was a pastor
曾经有一个基督徒他是一个牧师他被关在集中营里
He saw those, he was in three of them He saw the terrible things that happened to men
他待过三个集中营他看到在那里发生的那些事情
And he said some of them would want to commit suicide
那有一些人经受不了就想要自杀
He said all they had to do was walk out of the building and go toward the fence
这个那个时候自杀是很容易他所有要做一切就是说他走出这个住的这个房子然后走向那个围墙那个位置
And if they didn't get shot,The fence would electrocute them.
如果卫兵没有把他打死的话，那个围墙是电的，也能把他电死。
So I had to deal with this with some of the men.
那所以他有的时候需要帮助这些人。
And he said one man, I could see that faraway look in his eye, he was going to do it.
有一个人我能够看得出来，他那个眼神就是那个很虚空的那个眼神，我就知道他要想要自杀。
She said I got him aside and I said, "Is your son?" In England, in university, or wherever he was.
那我就把他拉到一边，问他说：“你的儿子是不是还在英国上学
？”Yes, he said he's there.
他说是，他还在那儿。
And he's going to probably graduate.
而且说好像很快就要毕业了。
So the pastor said, "Well, don't you want to see his accomplishments?"
所以这个牧师就问他说：“你难道不想看到他能够有这样的成就吗
？”Don't you want to be able to be proud of him?
你不想以他为荣，以他为傲吗？
He saw some. He said, "Just like it snapped in him."
就好像他当他说这个话的时候，这个人的里面就好像，好像就是被开了一个开关一样，他的眼睛能够聚焦了。
He said, "I learned in a concentration camp that when we must see life as meaningful."
所以这个牧师讲说，我在集中营学到的就是，无论我们遇到什么样的情况，让我们看到人生是有意义的。
Why do young professionals and young workers, even in China, we hear about it so much?
我们在中国听到很多这样的事情。那些年轻有为的人
，they have a nice family.
家庭也很幸福。
And they have a job, maybe they're troubled in some things.
工作也挺好的，虽然可能有一些不顺利。
A friend of mine said one of her friends just jumped out of the window and killed himself.
那我认识的一个人告诉我说，他的朋友就跳楼了，好像没有什么特别的缘故。
Whenever you get to the place where life has no meaning.
所以当你到了一个境况，说你觉得人生没有意义的时候，
you see, that's why depression is so terrible.
这个是很可怕的，这也是为什么这个抑郁症是一个很可怕的事情。
The pain of depression is one that is unspeakable at times because you've lost the meaning of
life. 抑郁症所带来的痛苦是有的时候是你没有办法表达的，因为你失去了生活的盼望。
We have to have a meaning.
我们的人生要有意义。
We have to have something that we are holding on to.
有一些东西让你可以紧紧地抓住不放弃。
And that's one of the things as children of God, we learn that there are meanings in life.
那作为神的儿女，我们知道我们的人生有意义。
Even the hard things can have meanings.
即便是那些困难，即便是那些苦难，也是对我们有意义的。
Even these things that, these little annoyances that makes us understand what we're really like.
或者是那些烦恼，那些不顺利，让你知道你是什么样的人。
What we need to do is to look up.
那我们所要做的就是抬头仰望他。
Be able to say, not, I didn't say happiness now, I said joy.
我们不讲说快乐，我们讲的是喜乐。
Happiness is bubbling up.
快乐就是好像你从里面这个就是冒泡似的那种高兴。
Joy is like a peace that smothers up.
喜乐是你心里面有那个满足，那个平安。
So we can have joy in knowing that there's a reason for this, Lord. And that if I stand through it, I'll come out as pure.
我们经历这一切的时候，我们里面可以有喜乐，我们可以跟神说，我知道一切是有目的的。当我从试炼当中走出来的时候，我们就更能像你，更加纯金。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, how you love these people.
你是如何爱你的儿女？
They have no understanding of the tremendous love.
我们没有办法明白你的长阔高深的爱。
Lord, you love those who haven't chose you yet.
主，你也爱那些还未选择你的人。
Your heart yearns for them to become one of your children.
你的心渴望他们成为你儿女当中的一位。
And Lord, as your children, we have to go through life just like everybody.
天父，我们作为你的孩子，我们就像其他人一样，也要经历生活中的各种苦难。
But thank God we've found meaning in life.
但是我们感谢你，因着你，我们的人生有意义。
And hope for eternal life.
我们更有永生的盼望。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你，主。祷告奉耶稣的名求，阿门。